I saw as we began to chant. Immediately, I saw the man of war.
Yes.
I saw him as man of war.
Yes.
With blood dripping from his hands.
Blood dripping.
Conquered. He has conquered. He has won. It was like a procession as we're singing. All of heaven shouting and chanting for him because he has truly won. As he made an open show, just bodies lying down. The fierce one, the one to be feared, the one to be revered. Just dangerously looking, almost mean, as if there's no pity in his eyes right now. Just the conqueror, the swordsman, the warrior, the battle man, and the whole of heaven was chanting.
Incredible how we had this love that wouldn't stop. And it was almost as if as he embraced us and covered us in color, he turned around and summoned every enemy and said, meet me at war.
Yes.
Meet me at war.
Yes.
It's incredible. Sometime, either yesterday or today, I had 5 people with the surname Balogun call me back to back. Balogun this person. But I kept saying, where is Balogun? Everybody was calling me, their surname was Balogun. In one day, I had Balogun. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, I mixed up all your names. But it was as he covered us in the cloak of his covering, he turned around and summoned the sickness that tried to dare to touch my body and said, meet me at war. Is any entity, any being a match for our King?
Yeah!
stands, everybody bows. The one who has eyes that burn as fire. The one who has the voice that sounds like many waters and sounds like thunder. The one whose anger the whole world trembles at. The whole universe trembles at. The one who demons believe and they tremble. He's the God of the universe, the God of all flesh, the Father of all spirits, the source of existence, the one whose anger must be dreaded, the one who has the key of death and hell, the one who has the cane of death, hell, and Satan, the one who punishes death, the one whose eyes are dreadful, the one at the voice of whom the mountains skip like lambs. He is the one, the dangerous God, the one who does terrible things in righteousness, the one who chooses to have mercy on whom he will have mercy. He's the King of glory, the one whose glory burns, the one whose glory is heavy, the one whose glory is a deluge. He's God. He's the covenant-keeping God. He's the God of all flesh. He's the Father of all spirits, the beginner of beginnings, the ender of endings. He's the God who must be feared. He's the God of justice, the God of judgment, the God of mercy, the Father of all kings, the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the the first cause. Naktarano Brethika Sute Shalmaranade. The man of war.
Mercy that endures forever, but kills the firstborn of Egypt. That's what's happening.
That's what's at work. That's the procession that just happened. Because he covers us with love, but he's rotting dangerous things upon the face of the earth. And we're in some sort of Goshen. That's what's happening. The duality of it. The fact that he's doing two things at the same time. Taking care of his own, yet destroying the enemy. It's crazy how someone can be so tender, yet so dangerous. It's global. What's happening here? What's happening from here, right now, is going to affect the whole world. It's going to affect the whole world. It's almost like the Exodus, where he told them to eat quickly, where he told them to put blood on their lampposts, their lintels, because a spirit of God is passing through the earth and it's going to rot dangerous things. But upon his own he has marked us for safety. He has marked us for preservation. So only with our eyes will we behold the reward of the wicked. The sun shall not smite us by day, nor will the moon smite by night. We will not be afraid of the pestilences and the evil report, because we are held and kept in the hollow of his palm. Nevertheless, he's a dangerous God.
So great man.